Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think that Green Bay is right there knocking on the door. This is a very, very important kind of statement game, I would say, for both sides, Green Bay and Detroit.
Yeah, I mean... Okay, I'll apologize. I was going back and forth with someone on the text line, and we were talking about Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, and they said, Rob, it's November 1st. And then it dawned on me, Carrington, I screwed up the open of the show. I was busy. I was on Cody and Gold. I was part of the fan club. I was talking to Bank. I was talking to Gold. And I lost it. I lost track of everything. This should have happened 20 minutes ago, and I apologize. But do you know what today is, Carrington? It's the start of the Christmas season.
What's happening right now? We were trying to have a conversation about the Lions and the Packers.
It's snowing in Minnesota. The weather's about to turn. I don't know if you've seen, sales are starting right now, baby. Get that pumpkin spice out of my life. It's peppermint season. You want to know why it's peppermint season? Christmas time is here. Are you getting your tree up this weekend? There's no college football to watch. Once Penn State, Ohio State's done, it's 2:30. That's tree time.
We were trying to have a conversation about the Lions and the Packers.
The Packers.
We were trying to talk sports on our sports talk show.
You had to derail it with Cole's music.
You had to derail it with the Urban Outfitters playlist is what you had to do. All right. Can you fade the music down just a bit?
It's so good.
Let's have a serious conversation about this. A serious conversation. I feel like I'm starting to have more of these old people takes on this show. I really feel like I'm starting to have more of these. And maybe it's just par for the course. I'm closer to 40 than I am 30, you know? So maybe I'm just going to have more of these old guy takes. How do we go from the 12 days of Christmas to now 2 months of Christmas? On the first day of, that's what it used to be when I was a kid. Christmas was the 12 days of Christmas. Maybe it started the 1st of December. You know, you might watch a little ABC Family. They'll have a Christmas movie on every single day. That was Christmas when I was a kid. When did the moment that you throw your jack-o'-lantern out, when did you start to put Christmas lights up? When did you start to put a Christmas tree up and start listening to Christmas music? You guys are telling me that you got 2 months of Christmas music in you? How many times do you have to hear Last Christmas you gave her your heart and the very next day she turned it away because she's tired of hearing that song? I feel bad for those of you that have to work in retail. Not because you got to deal with mean-spirited people. Because by the time we get to November 19th, you will have heard that Mariah Carey song 31 times. And you still got another 40 days to go. You guys tell me how long the NBA season is. It ain't as long as the Christmas season. It isn't. Not even close to as long as the Christmas season. When did Christmas become a 2-month thing for us to celebrate? You want to know when Christmas starts? I'm going to tell you. Christmas starts after your Thanksgiving nap. Christmas starts after the Cowboys game. Christmas starts when Clark Hunt turns on the plaza lights. That is the official start to Christmas. Not November 1st. You were just watching Saw yesterday. Now you're watching Elf? No, no, no. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do it. I just want to know why Christmas is taking so long. Why it's 2 months. Someone says, C-Dot, you hate Christmas. No, I don't hate Christmas. I love Christmas. I just don't want 50 days of it. It's November 1st. You're telling me Christmas doesn't end until December 25th? No, no, I don't have it. I'm sorry. I'm all for, let's give Christmas 30 days. It doesn't need 51 days. No.
It needs 60.
That's my rant.
It needs as long of a run-up as we can get. If you want my honest answer, like, not even like being super Christmas guy answer. You want to know why it happened? When we were kids, you know what Black Friday was? You'd go wait in line. You'd have to run into the store to get your item. Nowadays, everyone online shops. Everyone's on Amazon.com. And you know what they've done? They've extended those Black Friday deals through all of November. So you know what people's mindset is on November 11th or November 12th? It's Christmas shopping. And if you're Christmas shopping, you might as well get in the holiday spirit. Get your peppermint whatever from Starbucks. Head to Kohl's and make sure you hear Mariah Carey. Thanksgiving doesn't have songs. Thanksgiving doesn't have movies. Thanksgiving doesn't have a feel. So let's just burn right through it and start the Christmas season early. I mean, I don't know about your Facebook. My Facebook is polluted with people looking up, hey, here are the Christmas events I'm going to, and they're tapping interested in. I know about all the Christmas lights around the city now because that's what happens on November 1.
The text line is saying, stop being the Grinch, stop being Scrooge. I just don't know when. Just I want to know when the shift was. I just want to know when the shift was. When I was a kid, we were not drinking pumpkin spice lattes at the end of August. Now we just start drinking pumpkin spice lattes on August 17th. I just want to know when Christmas became a 57-day activity. That's all I want to know. I just want to know. Christmas is longer than the baseball playoffs. I just want to know why. We keep the baseball playoffs nice and condensed. October. That's it. That's it. That's all I want to know. I don't have any other questions about Christmas. Hey, if you were happy that Christmas is here, I'm happy that Christmas is here. I love Christmas. I get all my Christmas in right after Black Friday. That's it. After Black Friday, I'll get all the Christmas I need in. I'll watch a little Home Alone. I'll watch a little Christmas Story. Give me a little eggnog. Give me a little Yuletide Carol. I'm not starting Yuletide Carol today. No, there's still leaves outside. It's still fall. Christmas is a winter activity. Winter, not fall.
It's supposed to be cold and rainy this weekend. That feels like hot chocolate with a little bit of Bailey's. That has that Christmas feel.
That's the Christmas feel.
You know, put a little sprinkle of peppermint in there.
We haven't even got past the election yet. We're already celebrating Christmas. Let's at least vote first before we start celebrating Christmas.
The minute that Dodgers player put the ball in his back pocket, it was Christmas season.
You gonna tell me how you got a presidential campaign in the yard and you got a snowman in the yard? Nah, bro, you can't have both. You got to make that decision right now. You got to make a pick on which one you want in the yard. Can we talk a little football now? Have you got your Christmas?
Fine.
You want a little bit more Christmas music? Go ahead. I'll give you one more Christmas song. You want another Christmas song?
Let me just finish my girl Mariah's song.
My bad. I'll be quiet. I'll hush.
I mean, I saw her live last year. Fire.
Sure was.
She played music I never heard of, but she also played the Christmas songs.
She probably played very popular songs. Like, hold on. She played the other American Mariah Carey, didn't she?
Oh, there was a line of demarcation.
She played the other version of Mariah Carey.
She played songs I never heard of. Me and my wife sat down. What is this? This is not all I want for Christmas is you. And then she played that, and my America stood up. Woohoo!
Thrilled. All right. We're done.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.